Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blake Trolley, what's going on?
Tim Conway, how you doing?
I got a note that said when you fill in for John and Ken, you get right into the guest.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
That took me, that definitely took me by surprise.
Me too. What's going on, bub? All right, it's Conway's show, filling in for John and Ken on KFI AM 640. Blake Trolley is with us out of this horrible, horrible accident. I guess a woman has been arrested the day after this Mercedes-Benz was driving and plowed into multiple vehicles. We covered it live here. It happened just before 2 p.m. yesterday. And, man, is that a wild scene out there. Six people were killed. I saw the footage. I can't believe the footage. What more details do we have? What did we learn overnight?
Yeah, well, we just got some information released to us from the CHP. They're identifying the driver as Nicole Linton. Mm. And if you look at some of the media reports, it appears she may have been a nurse. And the Daily Mail is reporting that her friend told them that she was fighting with her boyfriend and drunk at the time of the horrific crash.
Oh, my God.
But again, the CHP, you know, as their press release reads, they say they're still looking into what caused the deadly crash.
Oh, really? They haven't seen the video or talked to anybody around?
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to say, Tim, you saw the footage yesterday, right?
Everybody did, yeah.
I mean, everybody has seen the footage, and it is just horrifying. I mean, I don't know about you, but at this point, you're almost on edge driving after seeing something like that.
And you know what's really scary is the people. First of all, they say that light had just turned red, which is not true. There were cars in that intersection for 20 or 30 seconds, driving to that intersection.
Yeah, it appeared as if the intersection had just started moving from the footage.
Yes, and so a woman gets hit with this Mercedes, instantly dies, her child dies, her unborn child dies, and the car that gets missed, that person goes on with their regular life as if nothing happened. And that was a matter of feet.
Yeah, well, and speaking of which, by the way, and it's hard to tell exactly what happened, but there are so many tire marks out in front, you know, in this intersection where this happened.
Oh, yeah.
You've got crews working on, I'm looking at them right now, they're working on the gas station where all those cars got pushed into. That's where you saw that big fireball.
Sure.
And it looks like, you know, you can see some charring definitely on the road and just a little bit on some of the signage here. And, you know, the lights are out. It's slowing down traffic, you know, in the area. But you can see these really intense, tire marks in the road. And I'm sure some are related to the crash. Some may be other people slamming their brakes, trying to maneuver around the crash, as you saw.
You know what they're going to have a problem with, though? Because that looks like one of those intersections where the kids close it down and do donuts for 20 minutes so the cops show up and then everybody splits. So they're going to have a very tough time figuring out if there were even skid marks or that Mercedes even tried to stop or slow down.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. One thing I did to kind of, you know, ensure that these might be related to the crash was looked at the roadway, you know, in other spots here. And even if you just make your way down the road a little bit, you don't see them like you do exactly where this happened. And these look very fresh, yeah. Right? They've got that kind of that dark, almost black, very fresh coat to them. I spoke to a man. He owns an auto body shop, and I believe he's in the, I'm pretty sure I saw him in the surveillance footage, because if you're looking at the surveillance footage, it appears as if it's being shot right over where cars would be pulling in. Does this make sense? He's
sure.
Got an auto shop.
Yep.
So he described to me exactly what he saw.
I was actually outside looking over the intersection, talking on my customers. And then before I knew, there was a super fast boom something. And then right away, the big burst. I never heard as such. And then big fireballs. And then cars were just flying here and there to the corner across the street. And there's just everything on the Gulf of Flame.
Did you see bodies out on the streets?
After flame was turned up. Yeah, after flame got off, then they were covering the bodies with the shit.
What did you see the bodies? And what kind of condition were they in?
It's all charred or mangled up. So I didn't know which part is body, which part of it will. But one thing I saw on the street, middle of the street, child seat, just.
Say, a child?
Child safety seat. It was just on the street, on the pavement, and that broke my heart.
This must have been heartbreaking to see the whole thing, right?
Yeah, we're okay, but so depressing. It's just so much heartbroken. It's just like your family, your brother, my brother, and then bodies were just being burned a few feet away from me. Mm. It was really hard to watch.
I mean, when he describes it there, I think that's almost the feeling you get just from watching the video, right?
Yeah, no, it was absolutely horrific. And the footage of it, it doesn't look to me, and again, I'm not a trained professional, but it doesn't look like me. She even tried to slow down.
It really just seemed like a torpedo.
Yeah.
I mean, just came flying through that intersection. And as you say, yeah, I mean, it didn't appear those cars. I mean, you could see it. I mean, you could pull out a stopwatch and see those cars. That green light had just gotten underway.
And she's a nurse, this woman?
Well, of course, those are unconfirmed reports. You know, we're working to confirm that. Again, she's been identified as Nicole Linton. There are reports that she's a nurse. And again, there are reports that she was drunk and fighting with her boyfriend. Those are coming out of the Daily Mail, who are saying that they heard that. Now, and a couple other numbers I do want to say is part of the CHP press release we really just got our hands on right before we went on the air here, where they identified her. They did provide a couple of numbers. So two of the cars were completely engulfed in flames. And they said, and they didn't get a number to this. I'm actually working to get this number, but they did say several people were ejected. You know, you hear kind of different reports based on, you know, hearsay, but they are saying several people were ejected, two cars completely in flames. All six people were pronounced dead on the scene.
Oh, horrible. All right, buddy, any more details, we'll check in with you, but I appreciate you going out there. I know it's a really depressing time, man. Unbelievable.
I just want to throw this out there. If I didn't work in news, you know, I saw the video starting to get, you know, put up yesterday, and I know there's a lot of curiosity when something like this happens. If I had any other job in the world, I don't even think I would have clicked it, you know, just knowing how bad it was.
And, we didn't put the video up on our site for that reason, too.
Yeah, and the first thing I thought about, it again, and I don't know about you, but I really did just think about loved ones, you know, that are out on the road, and I can't imagine what these families are going through.
In a heartbeat, you know, they're driving around, going to the grocery store, going to the cleaners, going, I don't know, taking to school, whatever, daycare, and that's over.
Could you imagine being this man, and the woman you love is now perished?
Yeah, and your child,
and your unborn child,
and
baby. And your baby.
Yeah,
oh, lost everything, and yeah.
Yeah, all right, but I appreciate you going out there. We'll check in with you. Any more details this afternoon?
Okay.
All right, thanks. Blake Trolley, everybody. Later on, we've got something a little lighter here. At 3 o'clock, Rick Monday will be coming on. There's going to be a Vin Scully tribute at Dodger Stadium. We'll have some information on that. And then Councilman Joe Buscaino is coming on. And there's a ballot initiative out there that would allow any homeless individual on the street to take any vacant hotel room. That doesn't sound cool, but maybe it is. Who knows? And Jumpin' Joe will be with us. Joe Buscaino, 15th District in the city of Los Angeles. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show, sitting in for John and Ken. They'll be back on Monday at 2 p.m. And anytime John, especially John's been gone for a week, he's hotter than hell. He's pissed. So 2 o'clock on Monday is always a good hour, right? He's hotter than hell. Especially if he had had to wait in line for his burger at the end of a vacation. Whew, man. It's fireworks on Monday, 2 o'clock. Set your calendar. It's tough, man.
You know, when I worked more during the day here at the station, and we were over at Koreatown at the time before we moved over here to Burbank, there was one burger place. It was apparently a famous one. I can't remember. It was like on 6th or something like that. Every day he would come in with that same exact sack of a hamburger, too. And it was clockwork, man. I admired it.
No, it's Tommy's is down on Beverly.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Tommy's. It was like a one mom and pop, but pretty famous burger shop over near the old station.
That's wild, man. man. Yeah, he loves it, man. He absolutely loves it. I love the fact that Eric didn't think you could remember the name Tommy's.
Hey, he would have been right. I haven't been to Tommy's in I don't know how many years.
That's classic.
Oh, I love Tommy's.
That's like me saying, God, I went to a place the other day. A lot of ice cream there. They had like, I don't know, between 29 and 35 flavors. And 31 flavors? Yeah. That's it.
No, that's not it.
That's it.
I thought that was Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, that's not it. You know, we don't get to see Gary and Shannon very often. Always nice to see the two of them, right? The young kids who are in here every day at 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And Shannon always comes across as, you know, she loves sports. She's in a business that's dominated by guys. But she, you don't know the softer side of her, that she's a big fan and I guess going to be involved with that Wiggle Waggle Walk. If they're doing it this year or next year, but she had a dog with her today. I guess she's fostering a dog.
Was that the cutest dog?
Yeah, that was so cute. But she never talks about it. I don't know why. I mean, I think that's a decent sign. I don't know what she's embarrassed by or what. But her entire office is filled with pictures of dogs that she's tried to find permanent homes for. And I think it's the SPCA that runs that. Yeah, the Pasadena Humane Society, the Wiggle, Waggle, Walk, and Run. Shannon will be. I think I'm seeing the next one out there.
You are?
No.
Oh.
I'm not a very charitable guy. No, I do a lot of the charity stuff I do is, well, for like, you know, like cops, you know, like they got a memorial going or they've got a golf tournament going, you know, I'll slide out there. But we also do the charity for Katarina's Club every year.
Yes, sir.
And that's a big one, right?
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, last year, we set a record. During the pandemic, there was a record set for Katarina's Club.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
I think we set multiple records during that because the year before, we broke a
record. Yes, exactly.
By the way, have to say, because we were just talking about it, I was talking about John's Burger Place in Koreatown when we were at the old station. I literally, in my web browser, put in Yelp hamburgers.
Was it McDonald's?
And the intuitive came up with the exact place I was looking for.
Burger King?
The first choice. Cassell's or Castle's?
Oh, okay.
On 6th Street.
All right. Yeah. Wow.
That was the first choice. And I hadn't put anything else in but Yelp and hamburgers.
Oh, that's freaky, dude. That's the computer listening to you, right? Or John using your computer to try to get that burger over here.
That's probably
what's going on.
Shannon just texted me and said that the Wiggle Waggle Walk and Run will be Sunday, September 18th at the Brookside Park at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, I thought that was last year's. Is it this year's? Wait, hold
2022.
On. 2022. Hold on. I don't know why she doesn't do the publicity for it. Well, we have to. Wiggle Waggle Walk. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, she just said.
The Wiggle Waggle Walk. You can register or donate. Yes, you're right. In-person registration, $50. How about this? In-person registration, $50. Virtual registration, $50.
Whoa.
So, your choice. And then you can get yourself a badge there, a recognition badge for $5. And it's a really cool deal. You just walk your dog. I believe you walk your dog around the Rose Bowl all day. Isn't that correct?
I believe so.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand why she doesn't talk about more. I don't know. And she tries to keep that side off the air, right? Because she's a sports gal, right? Working male at business. Rah! Right? And that'll be like, and that's too much of a stretch to think she's also got a big heart and loves the waggles, the wiggles. Whatever.
He loves both the Wiggles.
Yes, that's right. All right, there's a brand new airport opening up for all of our friends in the Inland Empire, right? San Bernardino, Riverside area. That's kind of a cool deal, right? You don't have to go to LAX or, Orange County or Burbank anymore.
Breeze Airways Flight 603 out of San Francisco touched down at the San Bernardino International Airport,
Wow. Marking
a new era for the former Norton Air Force Base.
Truly history today because a very cool new partner, Breeze Airways, just flew into SBD.
Airport Executive Director Michael Burrows welcomed the new airline along with passengers on the inaugural flight to San Bernardino.
What are the call letters for that airport? BFD? What is it?
I believe it's SBD.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. What is it here? Wait a minute. I think it's here.
Port Airport Executive Director Michael Burrows welcomed the new airline along with passengers on the inaugural flight to San Bernardino. The airline will offer affordable daily nonstop flights to San Francisco that continues on to Provo, Utah.
Wow. We have these very convenient nonstop flights to very convenient airports where typically you don't have to drive as far. The security lines are much smaller.
Yeah, and if you're going to San Francisco or Provo, Utah, you're gold.
The parking's cheaper. Everything's just easier about the airport experience.
To get to today, the airport invested $2.5 million in upgrades throughout the property.
All right, here's their schedule. There's a flight that leaves tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. for San Francisco, then continues on to Provo. That flight returns November 23rd. That's the next flight. So there's a flight tomorrow, and then that return flight is November 23rd.
Seriously?
Yeah, then after that is March of 2023. They go back to Provo. So as long as that's your schedule, man, you got it. You're gold, bub. That's your airport.
Just park your car there and it'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll have it ready for you. All right. It's Conway Show filling in for John and Ken. Hey, don't forget, Rick Monday is going to be with us. That's kind of cool, right? Yeah. At 3 o'clock, Rick Monday. What is it, 2:30 now? So an hour and a half. And Rick Monday is going to talk, obviously, about Vin Scully. He announced it to everybody, and there's a big tribute to Vin Scully tonight at Dodger Stadium starting at 6:30 p.m. Try to get out there early. Traffic is going to be a bear to get in there tonight. All right, we're live on KFI. It's Conway Show sitting for John and Ken. Rick Monday's coming on later on today, and so is David Vasse for the Dodgers. Joe Buscaino, he represents the 15th District for the city of Los Angeles. Controversial vote. They voted, I think, a little 10-3 to keep homeless camps away from schools, to keep them at least 500 feet away. And, man, a lot of lunatics showed up downtown to protest that. And then Jason Sulaco, a real estate mogul, I guess, I don't know, maybe a real estate stud, I don't know. But he's coming on at 5 o'clock to talk about what's going on with Southern California real estate. So if you got a house, townhouse, maybe you have an investment property, whatever you got going, 5 p.m. is your hour here on KFI. Here's something that I hope will make a little bit of difference. But I'm a big parking lot guy. I judge people and I judge stores by their parking lots. Okay? And for instance, my favorite parking lot in the world is Home Depot. And Bellio can attest to this. And I think John is what I would call a helping hand and not a hurting hand in that parking lot. But every time I've ever loaded something in my car at Home Depot and I was struggling, whether it's 2x4s or sheetrock or drywall or plants or whatever, and it's just, you know, heavy to put in the car, 10 out of 10 times, a guy will stop by who's a, you know, construction worker, blue collar worker. He'll stop by and go, hey, look, I'll give you a hand with that.
Or my husband.
Yeah, 10, and I do it too, but 10 out of 10 times, people will stop by and offer to help you with load your car. And your husband does it all the time, right, John? John, I think John does it, you said, to the point where it bothers you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like he thinks he's Superman or something. I'm
That's
like,
right.
They got it.
You know, during COVID, it was tough. Because you went to offer somebody to help, you know, to help somebody, and they're like, ah, no, I got it, get away. I don't know what you got, but you don't have a mask on. What's wrong with you? So Home Depot's a great parking lot. Lowe's, another good parking lot. If you need help, somebody will help you out with Lowe's. I think Walmart's is still a good parking lot, and Target. And that I think that rounds out my good parking lots, okay? Now, let's get into a-holes, all right? Let's start with Whole Foods, where everybody is in it for themselves, nobody has any patience, and it's the rich and poor getting together. Rich people know how to be around rich people, and poor people know how to be around poor people. But the rich don't know how to be around poor, and the poor don't know how to be around the rich. And what you get at Whole Foods, you get people who are wealthy, can afford those groceries in there, and then you get the people returning Amazon products. And those are the people that are sometimes busted out. And you get the combination in that parking lot of high-end Mercedes and an old Datsun B210 with duct tape on it. And I witness it all the time. Every time I go to Whole Foods, somebody honks at me. Somebody yells at me. Somebody's yelling at somebody else.
Isn't the B210 always the first thing that comes into your mind when you just hear the word Datsun?
Yes, right. Datsun, the Datsun. B210. Yeah, the Datsun B210, right? Do you remember the old, the 280Z?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was some car, huh? Nice.
What did that start as? Because I know there was a 260 and a 240, right?
Yeah, right. There was a 240. I think the 210, the B210 turned into the two, like a lot of modification. I think the 240 was the first one.
I thought the B210 was a pickup.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know it was a pickup. I thought it was like just a crappy car. I didn't know it was a pickup.
Because it was the 200 or the 280, the 240, the 240Z.
Yeah, the Z was the first real cool like foreign sports car that I got to drive in.
I used to ride in the back of that hatchback small space.
No seats back there.
I was so small I could curl up.
Yep, it's just all window back there.
Yes.
Yep. Slide back there, two seater, man, that thing took off. My buddy had one for forever. That 280Z, man, that was kind of a cool car. But the Whole Foods, bad parking lot, another bad one. Love the food, hate the parking lot. You could probably guess Trader Joe's. Okay, Trader Joe's has to understand they're as popular as Vons. They're as popular, perhaps, maybe close to as Ralph's, right? And if you've ever been to a Ralph's or Vons, they have 1,000 parking spaces. Let's open up the Trader Joe's where you don't have to fight for 9 spaces.
Yes.
All right? It keeps a lot of people out of that store because people don't want to fight to get into a market. They'd rather go to Pavilions. The Pavilions down here on Alameda, I got to go down there and count the spaces. I bet there are 400 spaces in that parking lot, right? I don't know, maybe 200, whatever it is. It's not 9. I know that for sure. Absolutely for sure. But there's CVS is another good one, right? CVS, you get the you get the whack jobs there that are, you know, they're waiting for their prescriptions. You know, everybody's in pain, right? And everybody waiting in line for a prescription is in some kind of pain, right? Some kind of anguish. And so you get tempers flying there, which is a little tough. But they usually have a lot of spots. Okay, here's another bad one. Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks, man. You're a popular joint. Let's expand that lot. Let's get it rolling. Let's open it up, man.
Yeah, as many as you have on almost every block, you still need space.
That's right. Oh, here's another good one. The Smart and Final's a good one. That's always a decent parking lot. That's Smart and Final. Love that parking lot.
That's because they need all the space for the receipts.
Yeah. Big spaces, though, at Smart and Final, I noticed. You don't have to, you know, cram in into a, you know, 6 feet. But Smart and Final is a very good one. Here's another good one. Another good parking spot to shop is what's that one that Mondo messes up the Discount Market? What's the one that's up the street here? He said, "What's the Discount Market?"
I'm trying to think.
Remember the slogan that he always screwed up?
Yes.
Bargain Market. What's this? The effing store up on this corner here? It's on Olive and Verdugo. Man, Grocery Outlet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and Mondo screwed their jingle up. Grocery Outlet, Farmer's Townhouse. What? I'm like, what? What'd you say? Yeah, Grocery Outlet, Farmer's Townhouse. Like, that makes sense, bub. Why would it be a farmer's town? I don't even think farmers have townhouses. I think they have farms and barns. Maybe a barn house. But, man, oh, man, that's another good one. But there, you know, I go to stores that have good parking lots. And I avoid stores with bad ones. And Whole Foods, I haven't been there, I don't know, maybe in a year, maybe 2 years. I've been to Whole Foods. I was there today. 2 incidents in the parking lot today. 2.
The one across the street?
Yep.
2 incidents.
Yep. One lady honked at me. You know, because I'm driving a 2007, you know, Lincoln Navigator. It's worth $3,800, right? It's 19 feet long. So when you pull into a spot, you got to do that back end, you know, pull in, back end, pull. You know, it's like docking a boat. And so I went to back up a little so I can get in there. And a lady from with a black Audi and Arizona plates gives me the honk. I wouldn't mind if it was the, right? But she gave me the, And anytime it's over a second and a half, man, your blood boils.
Door opens.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My daughter was with me, so I quickly lassoed myself and didn't do anything. But if I was solo and that happened, it would have been on. It would have been on. F's would have come out. the old run.
Open the
B's.
The door. Yes.
Yeah. All the letters would have flown out. Flown. Because I was just trying to get in my spot. I wasn't doing anything to you, lady. And then the other one was that when you go into that parking lot, it's hard because you go from bright sun to really dark. And there was a woman crossing. I didn't see her. And she walked right in front of me, right where you can't see. You know, it goes from very bright to very dark immediately. And there's no crosswalk there. And I can't see her. And she looked at me like I was going to kill her. And I'm like, no, I'm going a mile an hour so I could avoid you. And she gave me that stare like, you piece of S. And plus, you don't have a mask on, sir. You know, one of those things. But look, if you went to a Whole Foods, you would think we're 4 weeks into this pandemic. Man, everybody's masked up, gloved up, shielded up, staying away from each other. It's wild. Hey, look, if you really enjoyed the pandemic, you can still get a taste of it. Just go across the street. You can get right back into it. And you don't even have to pay. It's not even an admission price to get in. For free, you can go look and see what the pandemic was like 2 years ago. And it's still going on in Whole Foods. Slide
sit there
in there.
Have a beer.
Yeah. Have a beer in the bar. And you're like, wow, I really miss the pandemic. I miss all the fighting and the craziness and the mass comments. It's still happening over there. They have not got the word. Nobody's has a computer or newspaper over there that we've moved on. And they're still battling in the aisles. It's great. It really is. It's like going back a few years. You know, you want to go back 2 years and see what life was like? Red Cross Street, Whole Foods. All right, it's Conway Show filling in for John and Ken. They'll be back on Monday. And tonight's Neil Saavedra fills in for us. That's cool of him to do that. And then Rick Monday's coming on later. Pretty big show. Pretty big show. All right, we're live on KFI. Yes.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
That's Matt Money Smith. And if you hate that term.
Ding dong.
I attribute it to Matt Money Smith. I said it once. He called me. He goes, I had to pull off the freeway when I heard that. And it's a long story how Ding Dong started. But there was a couple fighting in San Diego. And the husband killed the wife. I'm like, oh, what an a-hole, right? And I found out he killed her because she spent all of his money every dime. They were broke. I'm like, oh, she was an a-hole. And then I found out that she only spent it because the guy was sleeping with her sister. I'm like, oh, okay, he's the a-hole. And I couldn't figure out who is the bigger a-hole, right? They were both. And it was so close that I said, oh, man, we got ourselves a ding-dong here.
Ding-dong!
And that's an old track term when two horses have separated from the field down the stretch, like the 3 and the 8 horse, right? 8-3, 3-8, 3-8, 8-3, 3-8, 8-3. And with every head bob, there's a new leader. Boom, 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 boom. And running down the stretch, and bang, they hit the wire together. You don't know who won, but the old timers in the audience, they'll scream.
Ding dong!
Ding dong! Right? We got a ding dong! And I said it once. Matt Money Smith said, buddy, I had to pull off the freeway. I almost lost it, just laughing his ass off. And so that's the origin of it, right?
Ding dong!
And Matt Money Smith does it better than I do or anybody. Short ding, long dong. Listen to this.
Ding dong!
How airy and long that dong is, right?
Dong! Ding dong!
Yes!
Ding dong!
I think that's the longest. I think that's the longest dong, right? Maybe in radio. All right. Layoffs, ladies and gentlemen, at Robinhood. Remember Robinhood was a big thing that everybody was buying stocks and selling stocks and getting back at the man? They've fallen on hard times.
Surprise earnings release from Robinhood. The company was supposed to report after the bell tomorrow. And out with numbers early. It comes after announcing it would lay off 23% of its workforce, about 780 employees. Let's start with EPS, though. A 34-cent loss. That was 3 cents better than expected. On revenue, $318 million for the quarter. That was a miss. Also news that the chief product officer, Aparna Chennapragada,
How about that? That's a miss.
On revenue, $318 million for the quarter.
You make $318 million in a quarter, and what does Wall Street say?
That was a miss.
That was a miss. Sorry. Yeah, you effed up. You only earned $318 million in a quarter.
That was a miss.
How about all the pressure that these guys are under, right? The guys that are the CEOs of these big, huge corporations, and they got to make massive decisions every day to keep their company afloat. And they make $318 million in 3 months, in a quarter, right? So they're making $100 million a month. And Wall Street's like, nah, that's not good enough.
On revenue, $318 million for the quarter. That was a miss. Also news that the chief product officer, Aparna Chennapragada, is stepping down.
Oh, no. I love the name, right?
Product officer, Aparna Chennapragada is... Aparna Chennapragada is stepping down as well. We don't see guidance quite yet, Scott, but it talks about some of the costs for that restructuring. A $30 to $40 million charge in the third quarter related to employee severance in connection with that restructuring. They also talk about a cost here related to office closures. So there's going to be two office closures as part of that.
Not in the right direction. Not going in the right direction, gang.
$15 to $20 million in charges based on those closures and contract termination fees. So,
all right. What was the old slogan with Robin Hood? Rob from the rich and give to the poor? I don't know what's going on here.
Some more costs in the third quarter associated with what is supposed to be cost cutting and some of that reduction to the employee base.
Bellio, you're a big trader. Do you use Robin Hood? Is that one of your platforms?
Yes.
Yeah. And what were you buying at one point? Were you buying Bitcoin?
Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Not so good.
No?
No.
All right.
I got in as it went down.
I see. Right in the toilet, huh?
Oh, yeah.
But you at one point you bought a Dogecoin or a crypto coin or something at a gas station ATM?
Yeah.
Didn't you think that was sort of an odd place to invest? You know, on your way home at a gas station.
I didn't, Tim. That's why I did it.
Did your stockbroker meet you at the gas station before you purchased?
Parking lot. But he couldn't find a space, so he...
I love those signs, man. I saw one the other day. You can buy cryptocurrency at the gas station. I'm like, who's got that kind of dough, right? Yeah, well, let me get a gallon of gas and how much is that crypto? It's $29,000 a coin. Give me two of those. And just a couple of gallons of gas. Whose idea was that? I know you can buy fractions of the coin. I get that. But, man, the fraction you can buy with the change you have from a Snickers and a tank of gas is nothing. I mean, why don't they just offer, you know, private jet sales at ARCO as well, you know? You know, you can get a couple of gallons of gas and how about a G6 while you're at it?
That would be great.
How about the gas station?
That's right. Yeah, how about a place that just serves gas? That's a novel idea.
Scott, back to you.
Okay, can you?
But Bellio, you have ARCO. I gave you a stock tip that I thought was pretty good, right?
You did.
How'd it do?
It fluctuates, obviously. Let me check and see. But the last time I checked, it was doing pretty well.
I gave you a stock tip that went gangbusters for a while. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call it gangbusters, but it did well.
You didn't lose your shorts.
No, I did not.
All right.
Scott, back to you.
Hey, can you characterize for me, just through your own eyes and reporting, just the remarkable fall that this company has seen?
Yeah, Robinhood, man, it was the company everybody was talking about. Everybody. Remember when GameStop came out? That was Robinhood that organized that GameStop, and where everybody made a ton of dough, and GameStop went from $4 a share to $330, whatever it was. That's where everybody got together on Robinhood, on that platform, to buy that stock and raise the value of it artificially. And everybody was talking about Robinhood. And now they're laying off 23% of their employees and closing offices.
From not even a year ago, as you've reported on it, you have interviewed Vlad on numerous occasions, the founder, the CEO, just where this company was and where it is today.
Quite the change from a year ago. So this company went public last year, really at the height of the GameStop saga.
Yep. See, right. GameStop. I remember. Ding dong, right? I don't have any GameStop stock. I don't have any stock. But I remember people losing money.
And rode that wave of retail interest in not only individual stocks, but cryptocurrencies.
Yep.
And really had its high back last summer when it went public. Since then, it's been an uphill battle. Some of those costs, some of that hiring, they have increasingly had to say, we overdid it on hiring and spending. The costs have gotten out of control.
Yep. That's usually what companies do, right?
Some of that hiring, they have increasingly had to say, we overdid it on hiring and spending.
Yep, they overdid it on hiring and spending, right? That's what sinks a company. They overdid it on hiring and spending.
We overdid it on hiring and spending.
That's why you got to buy iHeartMedia stock right there. Right?
Why is that?
Yeah, because they're not doing it.
We overdid it on hiring and spending.
They're not overdoing it on hiring and spending.
We overdid it on hiring and spending.
iHeart, that's your stock. I'm telling you.
The costs have gotten
you
out
think
of
control. I'm kidding, man.
Are you in safe harbor yet?
No, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what I know. There's probably something yuck about me doing this, like on this air. But it's one of the stocks that I follow, iHeart. And iHeart, $9 a share, up 41 cents, right? That's cool. 642 was the low. The 52-week high is $27.62. So a lot of room to go up. I don't own any, right? And I'm not pushing it. I'm just telling you, I know the company pretty good.
The costs have gotten out of control if you talk to investors and say that this is a much-needed change. They've said that they have needed to cut the employee cost. Stock-based compensation has been a big issue. And Vlad Tenev has stayed optimistic throughout this and talked about this long-term vision of democratizing finance. But so many other fintech companies.
I don't know what they're saying there. But anyway, Robinhood, a huge success, and then right in the toilet. God, that was only a year ago. A year ago where everybody was getting a Robinhood account and downloading Robinhood and buying on Robinhood. And every time you turn around, Robinhood at a party, at a Hollywood party, Robinhood at a gas station party, Robinhood, Robinhood, Robinhood. And now a year later, it looks like it's almost over. They're firing everybody. There you go. Ding dong, right? Ding dong. Well, it's it had a nice run, though.
Ding dong!
Ding dong! All right, very good. Vin Scully passed away on Tuesday. It was awfully sad around here. Rick Monday announced it. He will be our guest in the next hour or so. We reached out to him, and he said it was cutting it a little tight to come on at 3 from his house to get to the ballpark. So we said, why don't you get to the ballpark, settle in, then call us. We'd love to have you on. I heard him on with Petros and Money the other day. He's very, very moved by this Vin Scully passing away.
Does it feel like it's already been a month? It feels like it didn't happen just this week.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
94 years old, the voice of Los Angeles for many, many years. And I think it was Fred Rogan that said this. It was like a grandfather dying. I think I said that as well. But even though you enjoyed your life with them, you weren't ready to let him go. Just weren't ready to let him go. And I don't think we ever were going to be ready to let him go. And when I heard Bellio come in here and say that Vin Scully died, man, I was floored. I was absolutely shocked. I'll remember where I'll be the rest of my life. I was sitting right here in this chair when that happened. All right, we're live on KFI, filling in for John and Candace Conway Show on KFI AM 640.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.